started on the Thursday, September 24th meeting. I will briefly go around and have all of the staff introduce themselves for those people who don't know everybody. And we'll start with Laura.
Laura Wiedemann, Land Development.
Zam Jashia, Traffic.
Robert Castro, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Oliver Mojica, Planning Division.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Sorry.
Travis Martin, Planning Division.
I was anxious, I guess. Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Spall, Building Division.
Great, so we will go ahead and get started. The first item is development permit 15-06 and subdivision 15-04. And Chantel, if you want to present the project.
The project is a request to allow demolition of three existing industrial buildings and subsequent subdivision of the parcel into two parcels, and then the construction of two separate industrial buildings, the first of which would be Building 2 of the Westgate District Alliance California Specific Plan. And that building would be 202,295 square feet. Building 3, which would be on the northernmost parcel, will contain approximately 177,575 square feet, located on at 990 East Mill Street in the Westgate District of the Alliance California Specific Plan. The project has been deemed categorically exempt pursuant to 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act for previous environmental determinations.
Great. Do you, Ned, is the applicant want to say anything, or do you want to hear conditions first?
Well, conditions will be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ned, I went ahead and I spoke to Reinhardt, and I already received the hydrology and the water quality management plan already, so we already went through all the technical aspects of that. You are located within an assessment district. Please get with the real properties. I'm not sure whether the property has already joined the assessment district, so we'll just work with Emilio on that. Also, let me see. You do have sewer that is on off the property, so you're just going to go ahead and place your easement on your map. Mm-hmm. So, but other than that, that's pretty much. I don't have too much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? I forgot one thing. When you do demo your structure, make sure that you have a square footage so I can give you credit.
Yes.
On your map.
Yes. Thank you.
Gary, do you have anything to add?
Okay. Okay. Traffic. I emailed the traffic engineer Sandy some of my concerns and some of my mitigations coming into the property. There was four concerns that I have for four mitigations. He responded to three of them regarding the queuing out of the pockets getting into the property. So I'm reviewing them currently because I got them yesterday from Sandy, so I didn't get the chance to go through them in detail. And also what I need from you is a truck turning coming at my side. Because the way the property is situated, it's too narrow. And I just want to see turning radiuses within the property based on the size of the trucks.
Yeah, and that's something the architect can provide.
Yeah. Okay.
But let me clearly understand that. Yeah. You're concerned about on-site,
yes,
radius turns?
Yes.
And why would that be a concern of yours?
That's some of the stuff that we usually request for on-site because you don't want to use
And we do. I mean,
right,
we have our site circulate, but I just didn't know that cities really had interests of on-site,
yeah,
activity that's mainly off-site and so forth where the public works is maintained in the right-of-way.
Let's say if you have a fire emergency, how would the fire responders will get into the property?
So then you want to see a fire truck model?
Let's add it to the model plus the size of the trucks you're going to have on site. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And along with that, sometimes we presume that all the regular parking stalls are occupied, and so sometimes I've seen templates where, you know, the trucks need to kind of swerve or go across into where their parking space is. empty to kind of maneuver in. And so we just want to make sure that there's a clear path, presuming all structures and vehicles.
Yeah, we're very well aware of that, and this is what we do for a living. So we're more concerned with our on-site than anybody. So that's why I'm just curious of why you would be interested in that. So.
Well, part of it, Ned, as you know, is we want to make sure that all the vehicles can enter the site.
Oh, sure.
The driveways.
Sure.
The public
so do we.
Of it, correct. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have anything else.
Is this just a spec building, shell of the building?
As of now, yes.
So there's no tenants in place?
Not for now, no.
Okay.
We hope while we're
at this point in time.
Yeah, and we're very optimistic that it will be.
Okay, I'm going to hand you a list of our plan check procedures for environmental control. I'm going to hand you copies of the required industrial user permits, one for each building.
Great.
I'm also going to hand you a plan check form and my business card.
Okay, great.
Also, is this still IBDA property or airport property? Is this leased from them?
It is theirs currently.
It is theirs. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, because will you be discharging your sewer lines to the north?
To the north.
Shepherd is?
To the north, yes.
Because IBDA maintains a flow meter for their property.
They do. And it's already been designed when we build Pep Boys to receive these two buildings. So
okay, great. That's
a good question.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's it.
Anything from you, Chantal?
I don't have anything to add at this point.
Okay. Gracie?
So I have this for the applicant, this for Chantal. And the buildings will be using trash compactors.
That's what we designed for, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So I handed you the Plan 510 trash compactor so that it meets our railing system.
Okay.
And then just so that they consider AB 341 mandatory commercial recycling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning.
My major interest is basically when you start the process of plan submittal and everything. But first of all, in the demolition of the buildings, you are going to be able to obtain a permit with the city from the city and follow city ordinances. And in that process, give you a heads up. We would like the concrete to be removed also from the site.
Yeah, probably. Okay. There's not a lot. Usually, yeah. We like to crush it on site and
yes.
We use it for the fill. I mean, for recycling. Is that why you're asking that?
Well, the green code asks where all the materials are going to go. Okay, so that's why you're going to have to get a plan in order through the green code. And
okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay. There's mandatory forms
yeah.
that you have
okay.
to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And the city's ordinance says that. Concrete will be removed from the site, okay? Unless you come to the department and you have a use for it or something that you're going to leave a slab that you're going to do something with it, and we'll look at the situation individually,
okay?
Okay,
yeah, and we haven't assessed that 100%. It's actually out to bid right now, but it's a good point because typically we like to just keep the concrete there, like for instance, the footings,
mm-hmm.
when we grind it in place because it's... replacing kind, really.
Yeah.
So we don't have to import the fill.
Yes.
Okay.
And I totally understand.
Yeah.
That's why we're bringing this up.
When we get the plan, we'll come to the city and
yes,
introduce
great.
The plan. Okay.
And I gave you some information, what chapters of California Building Code to address any questions. And if you have any problem, please feel free to contact
okay.
me. All right? That's it.
So this was a noticed hearing. Is there anybody here from the public that wants to speak about this project at 990 East Mill Street? If not, this is an item for approval. Do we have a motion?
Second.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Your project's been approved.
If I can, just 2 minutes. We appreciate staff's time. We do a lot of development in your city, and we cherish our relationships with each and every one of you. This will be another quality project. We have the same architect, the engineers, the same teams. Yuri, make your life a little easier, or a little easier types of things. So we try, and it's just going to be our brand. And we promise to keep the stars a little bit smaller than the other ones on there. But we do appreciate everyone's time, and I think if there was an issue about the water, Please have them call me, okay?
I'll get those comments to you as soon as possible.
We'll get with that group.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The second item on our agenda is conditional use permit 13-21-77. And Oliver, if you want to go ahead and present the project?
Of course.
Is the applicant here for that?
Yes.
If you want to come up and take a seat.
Good morning. The application for conditional use permit 1321 involves a property located at 799 West Baseline. It's currently an existing gas station, has fast food restaurant there. They are proposing to demolish the existing improvements and construct a new gas station with new pump islands, a total of six stations, a convenience store approximately 2,600 square feet. They're also going to have with two leasable areas separate that are 900 square feet each, a smog check station area, and they're also going to have a self-serve car wash. And they're three separate bays. We have evaluated the project and determined that it's categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 for infill projects. And so I've put together some conditions of approval for this that I've provided to the applicant. Kind of a lot of them are standard conditions, and we're recommending that we proceed to the planning commission.
Great, thank you. Would you, applicants, you want to make a brief presentation, or do you want to hear conditions first?
Conditions first. I think we've been here one other time before the DRC, so.
So then you're familiar with the process, okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, I received your water quality plan, and the preliminary water quality plan has been accepted. The only item that I'm going to mention is before it goes for treatment, it has to be pre-treated because it is at a gas station, so we usually ask you to filter it before it goes into your basins. Also, on the, what is it? On your right-of-way, the right-of-way is going to be 50 feet, and your curb line is going to be center line to curb base is going to be 42. And that's going to be in your conditions. What I have for you on baseline is rehabilitation of the street. You have to rehabilitate the street. That means a grinded overlay of 4 inches. So it is going to be in your conditions, the type of treatment that we are requiring. Also, on baseline at H, we are asking for a 35-foot curb return on that, so everything's going to be moved back. Right now, it is, I think it's about 25.
Yeah.
So that's going to have to be done. Then on your sites, all the drive approaches that are not going to be used, they have to be reconstructed with curb and sidewalk. I think you're going to be.
I think we're pretty much replacing all that.
Yeah, I think you are. Then the sidewalks, a lot of the sidewalks are damaged and in disrepair. We're asking you to remove those and replace them to our city standard. So, but pretty much that's pretty much it. I think we've gone over it quite extensively before, so that's the only conditions that I have for you.
Okay.
And that's it.
Traffic, I think we went extensively back and forth regarding the focus traffic study.
Yes.
For the gas station, and one of the conditions is the first driveway east of H have to be right in, right out. Besides that, I don't think I have any other conditions.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
I don't recall if I handed you our standard plan check procedures when you were here for pre-app.
Yeah.
But I do remember handing you the blank permit applications for each phase, and one app for each phase does need to be submitted to our office. One for the car wash, one for the gas station and convenience store, and one for the proposed fast food.
Okay. Can we get your standards again?
The permit applications first?
Yes.
Everything is listed on this form. Once the applications are submitted and reviewed, additional information such as plumbing plans will also need to be submitted and approved before you'll be signed off.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Oliver, you want to walk through your conditions, or did you just
Over this before? We've gone over this. There's nothing that's unique. Most of them are just our standard conditions. I've already given a copy.
And we're okay with them.
Okay, great. Crazy.
Okay, so we have this for the applicant and this for Oliver. During the previous meeting, we requested that the trash enclosure be relocated. We need it relocated to an area that does not require our truck operator to back out of the service area. So we have a suggestion or recommend the northeast corner of the proposed convenience store building.
Okay.
We just can't have it in the back where it's proposing out.
Do I have your card?
My contact information is at the bottom.
It's down here in the bottom.
Perfect.
For you.
Okay.
So we'll need you to submit that new proposed refuse enclosure location for our review. And you'll be constructing a standard plan 508, 8x15 refuse enclosure.
Okay.
You'll work with land development on modifying it to meet ADA access.
Okay.
And then keep in mind Assembly Bill 341, which is mandatory commercial recycling. So in addition to your trash bin, you'll have a recycling bin in your 8x15 enclosure.
Two. Okay.
That's all.
Great. Oh, for the building department, well, first of all, welcome back. And for the building department, you're going to be demoing, so when you apply for your permit, be detailed oriented on what you're going to be demoing, and if not the whole property, so we can look at that. Any clarifiers that are going to be put into your property will have to go through environmental control and us.
Right.
All right, there. Environmental control controls that, and a little heads up that the California plumbing code allows 500 gallons, but the city standard is different. Okay, so that's why I'm mentioning it to you right now, so you understand that.
We typically put in 1,500 gallons.
Okay, so I just want, and I got some information here, and understand that the fire department is a separate entity from us, and we work uniformly together. But their submittal will be through the
separate.
Yes.
Right.
So just understand, because sometimes we get lost in the process, and we understand that. So just to save some time.
Yeah, I believe most cities now are separate submittals for the fire department and stuff, and it took me a while to kind of get over that, because you handed everything out internally before, but I think.
It comes down to the personnel. You know, we've faced cutbacks and everything.
Sure.
And several people are wearing different hats, and sometimes a hat doesn't fit. Okay, so we're trying.
There's a lot of things to keep track of too.
Yes.
So I understand.
Well, again, welcome back.
Thank you.
So then, did you have any questions on anything you heard?
I really don't think we had any questions. We work with staff pretty well on this project. I mean, I think everybody knows the pros and cons. It's a great project. I think it's going to be a real benefit to that when you get off the freeway at baseline there. So I think it's a beneficial project to the city, and I think that staff has been great as far as helping us through this process. So.
If I may, Mark, I'd like to request a couple of items. Since this has been in the process for some time now, I'm going to ask that we get a revised property owners list and labels. And I provided them with a handout on that. And then if I can also get a CD with the plans, that'd be great.
Okay.
Great. Sure. So then this is to move to the Planning Commission. Do you know the date?
Yes, that would be scheduled for October the 21st.
For 10/21. So then do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. So moved by Laura and seconded by Mike. All in favor? Anybody opposed? Great. So then we will see you again on October 21st.
Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, all.
You're welcome. Next item is mine, also, Mark.
Okay. So item number 3 on our agenda is conditional use permit 14-13, located at 1241 West 5th Street. Is the are they out?
Yes, they are.
Great. Do you like to take a seat? So if you want to present the project.
Sure. This involves the existing Copacabana nightclub restaurant. They are going to demolish the existing improvements and construct a new building with approximately 6,365 square feet. We've reviewed the project. We've done environmental determination of an infill project, which is categorically exempt pursuant to 15332 of CEQA for infill projects. I've added some conditions that I've already shared with the applicant. We have the hours of operation, which will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they've proposed that we're supporting the 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. There was another issue. There's three adjacent small parcels between where they're developing and the corner, and so they have not, they've decided not to pursue any improvements on that site. So what we're including the conditions is that any specifically parking shall be prohibited on those sites, and I'm working with land development on some conditions to ensure that people don't park there anyway. I've also included a condition that within 12 months of certificate of occupancy, that kind of a reevaluation to make sure that they're complying with the conditions of approval are in place, to make sure that there still are adequate security measures, parking, and those kinds of things, and the occupancy, and that that everything's still in place. The condition reads that if we aren't able to resolve those at the staff level with the director approval, then it would have to go back to the Planning Commission for reconsideration.
Okay.
So I've added that. I've added some conditions as it relates to security. I'm asking for a security guard for every 50 customers. Their occupancy, I think they were looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 or so. So, you know, two of the officers will have to be outside monitoring. Again, well posting to make sure that there's no loitering, and it is 21 and over, and those types of things. As with the previous application, I would request a new set of mailing labels and radius maps so we could make sure that that's up to date, and if I can get a CD with the plans as well, so we can download those new, whatever's the latest and greatest into the system.
Right.
And this would be, if so moved, it would be proceed to the October 21st meeting of the Planning Commission.
So did you folks have anything to add before you hear conditions?
No.
Okay. So Laura, do you want to start?
Okay, Carlos, I'm going to go ahead and give you a list after this, but before I forget, when you do demo the structures that you have on site, keep record of that so we can credit your impact fees.
Okay.
Get that. Also, we're going to ask, require you that you do a lot merger, and then also, what we're going to do, I was looking at your site, your internal, your parking stalls, and you have a 16 feet and 6 inches. You're allowed to do that when you have a 2.5 foot hangover, and then you have the 4 foot to go ahead and have ADA or somebody to go ahead and walk through that. The way that you have it designed right now, doesn't allow anybody to pass through that. So that's going to be modified. That's a site design.
Okay.
For those parking stalls, and also the ones behind the patio. There's not enough walkway for the customers to go in and walk through that. So that's the main thing that I had issue on site. I did review your WQME. The preliminary was fine, and but other than that, you have. Looks like 1, 2, 3 outlets into the street, and that has to be outletted with our standard 400. So keep that in mind when you do your construction plans.
Okay.
Okay. On the for Fifth Street, that is a Caltrans street.
Yeah.
What I'm going to require you to do is have all the sidewalks are completely damaged. I need them all removed and replaced along the property frontage. Okay. The curb and gutter, if it's cracked, you can go ahead and replace the areas that are cracked. But we need to make sure that there's no ponding on the street.
Okay.
For your street treatment, we're going to have to rehab it, but it's going to be 1/10 of a foot right in overlay with a restriping of thermoplastic. Adjacent to the site, I think it's on, I marked it, it's just on the easterly side of the property, the area that you're not going to use,
mm-hmm.
that is in violation of our municipal code. 12-920. So that, the driver approach has to be reconstructed because it is not in use. That is vacant land, and we do not allow a driver approach to go to a vacant property.
Okay.
So that has to be removed to replace with curb cut and sidewalk.
Okay.
And then on the easterly side of the property, I'm going to go ahead and condition you to put a 3.5-foot garden wall. Okay, so we just want to ensure that there's no parking around there, and they jump over and they go through that. So that's, we're going to go ahead and condition you for that. You don't have to put any utilities down or anything. But other than that, it's a good start.
Okay.
So is Hector your engineer on this?
Yeah, he's working on.
Then I'll get with Hector on this, and then we'll
Hector
go ahead
does everything,
and
doesn't
work
he?
With him a little bit closer. But just remember the your demo, your structures, just keep that square footage so you get that credit.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
What I'm worried about is the queuing from the parking lot on 5th. Even though you provided the number of stalls based on the square footage of the facility, I'm just concerned about the queuing getting into the parking lot with the speeds that we have currently on 5th at 45 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second issue I have is the overflow of the parking. There is no adjacent protected crosswalk until you get to Mount Vernon, which is 450 feet from the existing location where you're developing the club. So, and there's plenty of parking on the north side, so the overflow of the parking, eventually what they're going to do is they're going to cross the street at that location to park on the north side. But my concern is, if you're under the influence, you're going to be hit by vehicles on 5th. Those are my concerns from the traffic perspective. Is I don't know how we can address them. I mean, there's ways of doing it by signalizing that location, but that might be where the T intersection at Garden, at 5th. But that might be a very expensive proposition. So, I mean, have you thought of that? Is when the parking lot will overflow, where are they going to park?
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that right there. Yeah. But
that's kind of one of the things that there are some operational items. You know, we don't know. We presume the business is going to be successful and that you are going to have patrons there. And so so the parking meets the letter of our code requirement, you know, for the square footage, tables, and what have you. But in my experience, I expect that it's going to be beyond that. Kind of what Azam is getting to as well. And so the reality is that there are going to be people that park off-site. And so that's a control measure that I think that over time we monitor. And that was one of the items why I added that a condition to allow us to continue to see what's happening out there.
Yeah.
You know, and so we have enough folks that work here that also live in the city that could help be our eyes, you know, kind of a thing. But it's something that we'd like to work together to make sure that any impact is, you know, is minimized, especially, you know, people wandering around on the street.
Okay. Yeah. What if we were to basically develop the lot
on the corner?
On the corner, yeah. And we would be able to put another approach through there. Would that somewhat help the traffic issue?
Well, it's my understanding that there were some other improvements.
Your whole internal circulation will have to change.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to ask you, we'll ask for improvements on L Street and then on that corner also. That corner is going to be a 35-foot radius.
Okay.
So that's going to take a portion of that. And then all the sidewalks will have to be replaced too. So think about it. Think about
which one's the less costly.
Yeah, which one's the most, yeah, least painful. Both of them are painful, but.
Yeah.
Because my thoughts would be that if we reached a point that we wanted to improve the corner lot,
mm-hmm.
that maybe I would suggest that maybe we do it as an administrative permit. And if we build, you know, kind of the condition to say that if we reach that point where we need that parking, that the applicant shall, you know, will process an admin permit. We already know what the conditions are going to be. You can start laying it out in terms of how many spaces you could fit in there.
Okay.
Speaking with land development, what kind of right-of-way improvements there are going to be, and so, you know, it can be kind of a work in progress, you know, too.
Okay.
Have you looked at that, Carlos? Are you adding 20 spaces if you improve that lot, 10 spaces? Do you have an estimate?
From last time, I'm not the one designing it, but last time we spoke with your architect, he told us that by improving that, we would probably not be improving a lot of the parking spaces.
You wouldn't
there.
Gain many parking
yeah,
spaces, okay.
Exactly. So, but I mean, just having the access might be a little bit better than, you know, like you were talking about the traffic issue, about queuing up and everything. Maybe go through the other side of the street, slow down a little bit, and have an easier access.
That would be an improvement on that. I bet we can work together with Hector.
Okay.
And just go and look at the internal circulation.
Do you do valet parking?
Mm-hmm.
No?
We haven't thought of it. A lot of customers are riding taxi or just walking.
No.
So anything else?
That's it.
Okay, I have a list of our procedures. First step in our process is submitting the food service permit application. Review of this will help us determine any pretreatment requirements. If you are required to install a grease interceptor, the ordinance calls for a minimum of 750 gallons. That is the large in-ground tank. That is the smaller grease traps that are usually found under sinks are not allowed by the city ordinance.
Your proposed refuse enclosure location is acceptable to us, so that's fine. You'll construct the standard 508 8x15 and work with land development to modify your enclosure to meet ADA access. And keep in mind, Assembly Bill 341, you have to have recycling in for mandatory commercial recycling as well. That's all.
Well, first of all, In applying for the nightclub, you're going to have to look at all the special requirements for occupancy. And they're dealing with the assembly of the occupancy. The most tragic fire that ever happened in the United States was in a nightclub. So I encourage you to really look into the exiting and make sure it's sound. In that incident, there was people got caught in the first two exits in the front, and it was because people are creatures of habit, but there was four exits in the rear. So look at the exit, okay? And the code has addressed these situations and have stepped up the requirements. So give your heads up on that. And also the disability accessibilities for handicap and everything within the nightclub.
Okay,
so you want to look at that. And in the demolition and the building of it, San Bernardino is strongly enforcing the green code, and that's basically keeping track of where all materials are going and what materials are being used.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
Did you have any questions on anything you heard?
Yes. Laura, those improvements you asked for the walkways and everything, would you like those before we go to the Planning Commission, or have those?
You mean the improvements for the vacant property?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to go ahead before adding the other parcels with this?
We're going to consider that. No, I'm sorry. About the accessibility issue you were talking about.
Parking stalls?
Yeah, for the parking stalls.
Oh, I'm here.
Well, looking at your trash enclosure, I was letting Gracie go ahead and review that, but right now, the way you have it is not ADA accessible, so we might have to tweak it a little bit, and I'm going to have to tweak it where I get the parking too, and the accessibility, and be able to have the truck turn around. And that's a little bit of a, we'll have to see where it is.
Okay.
So,
but that could be done during plan check.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need to revise your plan.
It's not going to.
Okay.
Yes. This can't. I wouldn't hold this up. So we'll just tweak it and.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Excuse me, Laura. Currently, we're fine because we can come in one driveway and exit another if it stays like this.
Okay, so yeah. We'll just make it ADA. So
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
I
do that.
Just,
I can work with Hector on that. We can just do the design.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
The alley, though, we wouldn't access. Just so everyone knows. It says alley, but yeah.
Okay. Good. Makes it easier.
Great. If there aren't any other questions, as Oliver indicated, this would be going to the Planning Commission on October 21st. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor? So we will see you at the Planning Commission on October 21st.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the fourth item on today's agenda is conditional use permit 15-15. And I will have Travis Martin, if you'd like to come up for it.
Yep. Thanks.
Travis, if you want to go ahead and present the project.
All right. So last project, as you mentioned, conditional use permit 15-15. It's a rare property located at 735 East Baseline, in commercial heavy zone. What we're looking at today is a new wireless facility, proposing a 65-foot monopole with approximately 180 square foot equipment area. It's going to be located at the rear of the property. Existing businesses on site, it won't impact. That's been placed out of their area. We are looking at adding two live palms along with the tree, per the code, to assist in screening. And this project is exempt, categorically exempt under section 15303 for small structures. And we are looking at taking this to Planning Commission in October on the 21st as well.
Okay. Did you, so that's it, Travis? Okay, that's fine.
Pretty straightforward.
Anything to add before you heard from staff?
No, just like to hear the conditions.
Okay.
I have
nothing. Perfect.
Nothing.
No comment. All right.
No comments.
Well, it leaves
all up to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, I handed, okay, here you go. First of all, like we stated before, we're a strong component of the Green Code and the City of San Bernardino. Also gave you the wind speeds that you're going to be working with on your towers. I have one question. Do we have access to the site?
Yes.
For all vehicles and everything, for service and everything?
Yeah, it's the overall property's not gated or anything.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to make sure, because usually towers are put in dirt areas and we have to maintain access.
It's an improved area just at the rear of the existing site.
Well, that's what I just want to make sure in case of and I'll use the term emergency vehicle, has to go to the site.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's about it.
Pretty straightforward. So did you have anything to add?
No, I guess just think we get copies of draft conditions from planning. And
yeah, we'll get those put together for you the next, probably great. Early next week or something.
So then this will go to the Planning Commission on October 21st. Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Gary, I think maybe. Gary beat you on that one.
Gary. I'll promote that.
I had to change it up.
Right.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. We will see you on October 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.